Om Shanti. 25th January 2019, Friday. The blessing from today's Murli. May you be a powerful soul who is set on the Trikaldarshi seat while performing every act. May you be a powerful soul who is set on the Trikaldarshi seat while performing every act. Those children who are always set on the Trikaldarshi seat while performing every action know that many situations will come and take place, whether through yourself, through others, through Maya or matter, Prakriti. Situations will come in always. They will definitely come. However, when your original stage is powerful, then every external situation is nothing compared to your original stage. However, when your original stage, Swastiti, is powerful, then every external situation, Paristiti, is nothing compared to your Swastiti, original stage. Before performing any act, simply check and understand the three aspects of time of that act. It's the beginning, the middle, and end. Then perform that act and you will become powerful and go beyond all adverse situations. So, a Brahmin children should know that situations are going to come. The karmic accounts of so many births have not settled. So every new day brings with it a set of situations, all new, probably which we have never encountered before. So there are four types of situations that come, Baba is saying. First, situations are created by you yourself. Probably they are coming from your own previous sanskars. They are coming out of your habits. They are coming out of your own thoughts. They are coming out of your own vibrations. Thoughts that have traveled out and now they are coming back. So the first situation in our life is because of our own self. We are responsible for creating situations because thoughts have got vibrations. They go in nature, matter, Prakriti, and as a result of these chemical reaction, situations are created. When our thoughts, so one person is thinking, I am poor, I am poor, I am poor, I am poor. So the thoughts of poverty is going into nature and a situation is created where he becomes more and more poor. There's another person who thinks, I am sick, I am sick, I am sick, I have illness, I have heart problems, brain problems, lung problems, so many problems. And nobody can cure me. What should I do? So such thoughts of sickness, of illness, of ailments, of malady, of disease, of morbidities. They travel out into the nature and the law of attraction works here. They attract similar thoughts and then situations are created. Person becomes more and more sick because he is constantly churning sickness. There is a person who thinks that he is inferior. There is a deep-seated inferiority complex. And those same thoughts of self-abnegation, same thoughts of self-neglect, same thought of low morale. They travel out into the situation, into the circumstance, the atmosphere. They attract similar thoughts and the person becomes more and more disheartened. There are thoughts of fear. I should not die. Something should not happen to my family, my wife, my children, my husband. They should remain all right. We should not become bankrupt suddenly. So there are thoughts of fear, fear of death, fear of disease, fear of old age, fear of banishing from getting banished from society, fear of being exposed, fear of public opinion, fear of comments, fear of criticism, fear of getting trolled very harshly on social media. So all these fears are there and they materialize because person is living with those fears and those thoughts, they travel out and they become things. So it's so important to know what are we thinking all the time. What is that background music which is going on and on and on? Three types we need to categorize. Is it waste? Is it negative? Or it is vicious? These are the triple thorns of thinking. Triple defects of thinking. Whether what I am thinking, is it waste? Is it negative or it is vicious, vices, under the influence of lust or other vices? So, the first situation that comes in front of us throughout the day is from our own self. I speak something impulsively and then I repent. I do something without thinking and then I repent. I think something wrong and then I cannot change it. I cannot reverse it. I find it very difficult because at that time now I am under the passion. I had tried to control but I couldn't. But now the same thought is pulling me towards it all the time. So that is the first situation. The second situation is coming from others. Other people. I have very strong karmic accounts with others of previous births or this birth. So somebody is coming in my way and creating obstacles in my life. Somebody is saying something that is hurting me. Somebody is doing something that is making me numb. And I'm going into despair more and more. A stage of despondency, a stage of depression. So it depends, Baba is saying, this is the second paristhiti that comes. Others. The third is coming from Maya. Maya means vices, weaknesses. Throughout the day, how many times I get attacked by anger, aggression, irritability. Throughout the day, how many times I feel the attraction towards sense pleasure, sense gratification. Throughout the day, how many times I become egoistic. And to say that I am the boss, I am the in charge, I am giving you this, I am giving you that. It's because of me this is happening. So to think that one is boss, that is a third type of situation that come in front of you. And Baba says they will come. Maya is definitely come. Maya will come till the end. It will not leave you at all. And the fourth thing is Prakriti, is matter, the five elements. They will have a very terrible dance in the end. But even now, the matter is doing rehearsal. Some earthquake here, some earthquake there. some volcano here, some floods somewhere, some cloud burst somewhere, and we are in the danger of so many things. Greenhouse effect, ozone layer, black holes, many things like that, and so many predictions about the destruction of the world and so on and so forth. So these are the four types Baba is saying, that Maya comes to Paristhiti or situations are going to come. But what you have to do, that is very important now. Baba is saying, be Trikaldarshi. You are situated in this Trikaldarshi stage, and then whatever you think, whatever you speak, and whatever you do, be Trikaldarshi, and then do. And original stage is always stronger than external situations. Swasthiti is always stronger than external situation. If it is like that, then you will be victorious, otherwise not. So, situations are going to come, I cannot avoid them, I cannot stop them. As I said, as Baba is saying, they may come from within, they may come from outside. They may come even not from persons, then they may come from some vices. If not from vices, then you can't do anything in front of nature's terrible attack. So only thing which is in our hand is our own original stage, Swasthiti, not Paristhiti. Now, how to become Trikaldarshi? That's a very important thing to understand. There's a formula in English, STD. STD. Before performing any action. Stop. Before doing anything. For example, you have to take your food. Stop for a moment. Think. Think that I am going to eat my food, my meals. And I will not have any other thought other than eating. Then do. Stop, think, do. This stopping may be just for a few seconds. Just few seconds stop. Stop. For example, sitting here and listening to the class, or sitting here and somebody speaking, or going to Murli, or take any activity of your daily routine of Brahmin life, going for a walk, or doing exercise, or giving jnana, or going for yoga, or going to sleep, or beginning a discussion, or beginning a class, or reading something, or reading Murli or any book, any task that may be, or speaking with somebody, or sitting in meeting, anything. So stop for a moment and tell, stop, just stop, without thinking at all. And the next thought is about thinking. Think what I am going to do. For example, today is Friday. So how do I spend my day today? Stop. And then think. And then do. Rather than, this process should not take more than 2-3 seconds. Very fast, or 30 seconds. That's it. But one should make it a habit to do it before everything, before performing every task. There's one more thing quite famous in English or in literature or in the history. Triple filter test. Triple filter test. This is a test Socrates had applied. An acquaintance had come to Socrates and told him, have you heard one of your disciples, one of your student? Before he speaks, Socrates interrupts him, because he has come with a very juicy news. Very, very interesting, juicy, spicy news. And when there is a news is spicy, one is very eager to share it with us. If somebody has been removed from some department, we are very eager to share it, because this is a new. If something wrong has happened to somebody, we are very eager to share it, to spread it across everywhere. We want to become the first in doing this. So, this acquaintance had come with such a thing. So, Socrates said, stop. First, tell me three things. The first thing is it true? The test of goodness. What you are going to tell me, is it true or untrue about that person? So that acquaintance says, I am not sure it is true or untrue. It might be true, it might be untrue also. So I said, okay, so that is the first test, test of truth. The second test is test of goodness. Is it good news or bad news? So that acquaintance says, actually it's not a very good news, it's a bad only. He said, okay, even two tests. One test is still remaining. Usefulness. Is it useful to me if you tell me that test, that thing about that disciple? Is it, it will be of any help? He said, not really. It's not very useful. Then Socrates says, better you don't tell me. The thing which is not true, the thing which is not good, and thing which is not at all useful to me, I don't want to hear. Please keep it with yourself. So this is known as triple filter test. The same test can be applied to thoughts, words and deeds. This is to become Trikaldarshi. First, what I am thinking, is it true or untrue? We will find that most of the things we true, we think they are all dreamy or airy. They have no truth in them. So, second thing, is it good or bad? Is it according to Srimad or not Srimad? So it is not according to Srimad. The third thing, is it useful? Is this thought any useful? Not useful. So, reject. So about thoughts. Second about words. What I am speaking, is it true about somebody? I am saying he has done this, he has done that. But is it true? No. So don't speak. Second, is it good? Or I am spending positivity or negativity? Third, is it useful to the other person? Baba said, your words should be very, very calculated. Calculated doesn't mean cunning. Calculated, one meaning of the calculated is cunning also. Means very much measured, each and every word. It should be priceless rather than having verbal diarrhea. You know, verbal diarrhea, continuously speaking, verbal dysentery. It's better to be a man of few words. And third, about speech. Is it useful? Or it is waste. So don't speak. Now third thing about doing. What I am doing, is it true or it is false? Is it really a thing to be done or it is just I am doing for my own pleasure? Is it truth or I am practicing some hypocrisy in that? Is it truth? Is it transparent? Or I have to hide many things when I do? If such a thing is there, I should desist from doing such things. So, stop doing those things which are not true. The second thing is it good or bad? Is it sukarma or vikarma? What it is becoming? If it is as per Srimad, yes, it is a good deed. But if it is going without, against Srimad, then probably it's not a good thing. So I must stop it. And third, is it useful to yajna in any way or to me? Or it is just useless, stupid activities which I am doing? So, the same triple test should be applied to thought, word, deeds. Also to relationships. Connections and relationships. Sambandh, sampark. What relationships I am, is it true? Or it is just for the sake of show off? Or it's an act of flattery. or it is to gain some. I have my own eggs to grind in that. Some selfish interest, some vested interest. Or second thing in relationship is it good or bad? How are my relationships? If they are bad relationships with bitterness, disharmony, conflicts, disturbances, misunderstanding, distortion of facts, or giving sorrow to each other, or sadistics, or masochistics, whatever. So how are my relationships, good or bad? The third thing is this relationship useful or it is waste? Unnecessary formed friendship with somebody who is just wasting your time by stupid calls and foolish messages, and we are responding and we are bound. Unnecessary getting bound to some person, unnecessary relationships. One should go away from such things. Shy away from all such unnecessary stupid relations, which are of no use in Brahmin life. Whatever relationships are there, they are okay. We have to get rid of them. They should not become burden. Recently Baba said reduce the burden as much as possible. So rather than reducing the burden, we are increasing the burden by creating new wasteful relationships, negative relationships, useless relationships. So apply the triple filter test everywhere. Is it true? Untrue? Is it good? Bad? Or it is useful or useless? So Baba is saying, so this can make the original stage very powerful. So when the original stage, swasthiti, is powerful, then external situation, paristhiti, is nothing. Before performing any act, simply check and understand the three aspects of time of that act. And there is one more thing about Trikaldarshi. Try to know the beginning, middle and end. But when we are in hurry, we have no thought of thinking of the end. We just do things impulsively and then repent. And then say, I should not have done this, I should not have spoken this, I should not have thought like this. So Baba is saying, it's beginning, the middle and the end. And then perform that act. And you will become powerful and go beyond all adverse situation. So today's blessing is, may you be a powerful soul. So powerful souls means triple filter test. Powerful souls means STD. Stop, think and do. Stop but few seconds even. So those children who are always set on the Trikaldarshi seat while performing every act, know that many situations will come and take place. Whether through four types of situation, swa, yourself, para, others, maya, fourth, prakriti, matter. So these four things will come throughout the day. Throughout the day means today. Today these are going to come. Something, my thought, I will become my own obstacle. Or somebody else will come as an obstacle. Or some vikar, some vice will come as an obstacle. Or fourth, any earthquake, lightning, anything, physical illness, sudden accident, anything, death. We never know, are we going to stay alive till evening? Nobody can guarantee. It is all unpredictable. So anything can come throughout the day. So apply this test of STD. Stop, think, do. Stop for a few seconds, then think and then do, and then go for this triple filter test everywhere in life. It is true, it is good, or it is useful. If it is untrue, if it is bad, if it is useless, reject it. Throw it out. Kick it out. We don't want it in this Brahmin life. Om Shanti.